registered his appearance in a series of quick takes. Slim, lank brown hair with a sheen to it, worn long on top and cut short over his ears. Solemn brown eyes, complexion as clear as a baby's. There was a prep school air about him, deck shoes without socks, sharply creased chinos, and a short-sleeve white dress shirt he wore with a tie. He had the body of a boy, narrow shoulders, narrow hips, and long, smooth arms. He looked young enough to be carded if he tried to buy booze. I couldn't imagine what sort of problem he'd have that would require my services. I returned to my swivel chair, and he settled into the chair on the other side of the desk. I glanced at my calendar, wondering if I'd set up an appointment and promptly forgotten it. He noticed the visual reference and said, "Detective Phillips at the police department gave me your name and address. I should have called first, but your office was close by. I hope this isn't an inconvenience." "Not at all," I said. "My first name's Kinsey, which you're welcome to use. You prefer Michael or Mike?" "Most people call me Sutton. In my kindergarten class, there were two other Michaels, so the teacher used our last names to distinguish us. Borman, Sutton, and Trotwine, like a law firm. We're still friends." Where was this?